Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through 21. And it says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Let us pray. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Well, this sounds like information that maybe your mother would have told you. Hey, by the way, don't be mean to people. Be nice to people. Do these things. Cling to what is good. Hey, could you be peaceable with other people, especially your brothers and or sisters? Sounds like a mother's message right here. Don't persecute those, but bless people. Don't curse them. Now, I know on this Mother's Day, we have a wide variety of emotions. We have a wide variety of memories, both good and bad. But I love right here in verse 15, it says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." And today we rejoice with mothers and we weep with mothers for different things that we've all gone through, that you've gone through. Again, thinking of memories, good and bad. You know, I was blessed growing up. My father was a pastor, and my mother followed right in suit with that, in that she was a very kind and gentle woman. She's still with us, 93 and a half years old, doing great. Lived on her own until October when she moved in with my sister. And a week later, took a seven-day vacation with her, traipsing across, I don't know, seven, eight, nine states. So I'm blessed. I know that. And I want to share one of my favorite memories of my mother because it talks about how selfish we are. We were going on a vacation to Michigan when I was 12 years old. And my father was just finished pastoring in Iowa. We took the summer off before we moved to New Mexico. But we were taking a vacation up to a cabin in Michigan that one of the members owned. And Mother's Day was coming up. And we did what any good kid would do. You know, we got her breakfast in bed and whatever. But then we got her a present so that she could enjoy the trip to the lake in Michigan. And we bought her a rubber raft so that we could enjoy that while we went floating around on the lake and she sat up there watching us. Well, that's how selfish we are sometimes. Happy Mother's Day. Here's your gift that we'll use. Thank you. Hey, Mom, I bought you, you know. Well, I better not get into things. Some of you guys may have got that for Mom, so I won't go into that. But sometimes we kind of forget what's important about it, and we still put ourselves first. We got our gift, but it was really all about us floating around in a little rubber raft. By the way, we didn't get 15 feet off the shore with that thing. But sometimes we lose focus. We get these different things. Today I want to look at good advice. But more so, I want to focus on life. Today's message is celebrating life through gratitude. Celebrating life through gratitude. Because no matter what your experience was with your mother, or if you knew her, or if it was bad, or whatever the circumstances were. All of us are here because of our mother. Okay? So today I want to focus on celebrating life through gratitude. And I want to celebrate life today. And I want to celebrate our life thanks to our mother. Now, hopefully we're all sitting in here today. Maybe we're watching online. That's because of our mother. Like it or not, the reason we're here, it's what we celebrate. I have an invitation for you today. It's a familiar one, but we have an invitation to all believers. It's not to communion, but one that we have when I preach, at least. And it's to rejoice and be glad in every day that the Lord has made for us, from Psalm 118, verse 24. So let's give it a shout. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Now let's act like we're happy about our mother's giving us life, and let's try that again. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. All right. Well, some of us are still mad at mom. So, okay, that's all right. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I love when I was reading and studying, and at different times I said, we have opportunities here. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let's do this. Let's choose to do this. But this is really an invitation for us to rejoice in each and every day that the Lord has given us. Amen? It's an invitation. So we're going to look at a couple aspects of celebrating life with gratitude. And the first one we just looked at from Psalm 118, verse 24, and that's, we just proclaimed it. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice. So one of the ways to celebrate life through gratitude is to rejoice. We have to tell ourselves that every now and then. Hey, I know I'm facing some things, but I will choose to rejoice today in this day that the Lord has made and given to me. I've said it many times over. There were people that went to sleep last night that did not get that blessing today of waking up here. Now, hopefully they had a blessing of waking up with the Maker and Creator. But we also have a job to do in case they didn't. And we've got to let other people know about our Savior. And what happens when we die. And what happens to them when they die. Well, that's the job of the pastor. Congratulations, you're all pastors. That's everybody's job. To proclaim the good news of the gospel and let people know about eternity. And there's two places. There's heaven and there's hell. And they're both real. And they both exist. So we want to let people know about the first one I talked about in heaven. So we celebrate life with gratitude by rejoicing. Philippians 4. And Kish, I love that you said you were focusing on Philippians 4 with the young adults. But Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He tells us repeatedly, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say, rejoice. Now, if you're turning your Bibles to Psalm 139, Psalm 139, this one is important to me. Gratitude through understanding who you are. That's a powerful thing. We have to know and understand who we are in Christ. And we celebrate life by understanding that. So Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16. And man, you talk about interruptions in life. You think about this verse. You think about different upbringings that we've had or people we know have had. Think of this. For you formed my inward parts. Okay, that's good right there, folks. You formed my inward parts and your inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. He didn't just place us there. He covered us there. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me and for you, when as yet there were none of them. And we could sit and we could meditate on that the rest of the day. And we can think what God did for us. Again, He didn't just place us in our mother's womb and say, there's life. He placed us there and formed us there. And covered us there. Think about it. I am 20 years old, and man, I tell you what, when I go back that far and think, oh my gosh, He did that. We have a young mother-to-be in this church, Nikki Rojo. He formed that child in her inward parts and covered that child. And in your book, all were written the days fashioned for me. That's powerful stuff. Celebrating life through gratitude, gratitude through understanding who you are. Think of this scripture. Now let's flip forward a couple pages, just past the end of Psalms, past Proverbs, into Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 12 through 13. And we're going to understand celebrating life through gratitude, through enjoyment. Wait, what? We can be Christians and enjoy life? Oh, amen. Yes, we can. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 12 through 13. And it says, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice. Oh my goodness, here's another opportunity for us to rejoice. And to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. For it is the gift of God. Yeah, that's right. We can enjoy life. And we can celebrate life by sitting back and enjoying it. And we'll get to another scripture in just a minute that tells us we don't have to be wringing our hands going, oh Lord, what's coming up? Oh gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. No, we can sit back, take a deep breath, and we can enjoy our hard work. We can enjoy the good of all of our labor. He wants us to. I've come, in John 10:10, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I love that phrase. Lord, thank you for the abundant life you've given each and every one of us. Oh, I'm sorry. So that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Enjoy life. We have the blessing of enjoying the abundant life. And another week here while all of our family goes on vacation together. Now, I'll let you know in the return how it went. But in the meantime, we're all going together. Cindy and I, the kids and the grandkids. And we're going to enjoy life. Celebrating life through gratitude. And then finding gratitude through enjoyment. Now turn over in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Now, this is my favorite verse, is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And we're going to read 33 and 34. I know I have several favorite verses, but that's what happens when you read this and you start applying it to life and you start understanding these things. Lisa's gone through things this week and this month. And then as we sing a song, she says, "Oh, I'm understanding now. You are making me new. Thank you, Lord. Thank you as our eyes are open to God, what you're doing in my life." And it's pretty simple. This is Jesus speaking. In my heading, several verses before, it says, "Do not worry." In Matthew 6, 33 and 34 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And then verse 34, what I talked about just a minute ago, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." We can celebrate life through gratitude, and then gratitude through righteousness. Seeking God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I can celebrate life when He adds these things to me, when I live a righteous life by seeking Him first, not last resort. But for goodness sakes, if we're not seeking Him first, let's at least use Him as a last resort if we have to. Let's not just leave Him out of the picture altogether. So many people think, "I can leave Him out. I can do this. I'm a strong individual. Mothers, be careful. I'm a strong, independent mother. I've raised these kids. I've kept my husband in line. I've kept the household." Be careful not to take anything away from God and allow Him to work, to continue to lead you. I was talking with a friend of mine. About some different changes in his life and changing jobs. And I said, "You lost your sister about this time last year, didn't you?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "I did, to a drunk driver." He said, "Thanks for remembering." And he said, "Oh, and by the way, I just found out my other sister has cancer. And this is going on. And by the way, you know, my wife's in a wheelchair. She has this brain injury. He's been taking care of her for years. And my mom is now living with me. And I'm taking care of her as she has Alzheimer's." And he said, "It's getting to be a bit much." And he said, "Adam, I don't know how people without God do it. I don't know how they survive. I don't know how they can wake up the next day." He said, "My God gives me my strength to get up each and every day and face that." And you talk about interruptions in your life. Interruptions. "Happy Mother's Day. Here's an interruption, Ma, by the way." They come. They don't care what day it is. Interruptions come from God. And as I said last week, sometimes God will use those interruptions to do more work with Him than He will than when you had it planned and scheduled and some activity planned around doing something for Him. If we open ourselves up and allow ourselves to be used. So gratitude through righteousness. And I want to go back. That was Matthew 6:33. I want to go back up to verse 28. Okay, let's go to 25. I'm sorry. Let's just start there in 25. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on." Man, sometimes we're a little overly concerned about that. Now, my wife is a planner. She likes to schedule things out, plan things out. She's already packing and doing those things. The night before, I'm going to throw some bag of God knows what together. And I'm ready for the trip. Let's go. Okay, I'm not worried about anything. She's worried about showing up without the right stuff. There's nothing wrong with planning. Excuse me, let me clarify. There's nothing wrong with planning, honey. I'm more of a let's wing it kind of guy, you know. We took a few trips with no plans on hotels. That was a little rough. When you find out you go into the town and they're having some celebration and every hotel you stopped at was booked. Did that, yeah. Oh, I'm not the only one. All right, I love that. Cruising through New Mexico, said, oh, let's go down to Ruidoso. We'll stay there. They were having some jazz fest. Every hotel around was booked. We had already stopped at Walmart, bought all of our supplies and goods, whatever, because we didn't plan on spending the night. Then we said, hey, let's do it. Went to Walmart, bought all this stuff, and then found out there were no hotels. 1:30 in the morning, I'm driving back those winding roads in New Mexico trying to get back to Albuquerque. We stopped at some rest stop about 2:30. I got about a good solid 2.5 hours of sleep. Woke up, sun was up, some trucker scared me to death, and I boogied on home. But it's no fun. So there's nothing wrong with planning. I just wasn't worried about it, and I was okay with that until I had to drive home. So it says, therefore, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. It says, are you not more of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? He provides for us. I wanted steak. He said, you don't need steak. You just need substance. Let me bring you some manna. Boom. And I'll sustain you. But we think we need this other stuff, or we just want it selfishly. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And then he says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And then it goes into that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Celebrating life through righteousness, or through gratitude, and then gratitude through righteousness. We can look at our past. We can look at our upbringing. We can look at all the challenges that we had. But in the end, God says, stand up, because I've created you. I've created you, by the way, when I formed you and when I placed you in your mother's womb, I covered you there. I got you. And guess what? He still has us. We're still his. He just says, I need you to call on me. And I need you to submit to me. And he says, I need you to obey me. I need you to turn to me in times of trouble. We have past hurts, past disappointments. But God still allows us to celebrate life. He still allows us to stand up the next day and say, not today, Satan, I'm still here. And because God is with me, I will face this day again. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. I know who I am, because he formed me. He knows my deepest and inward parts, and he formed those, and he covered me. And then he told me, Go and enjoy the fruits of your labor and enjoy. Have life. But because I came for you, have it more abundantly. Now, I don't ever want to look at my neighbor and go, "Yeah, man, I got more than you." But man, I don't mind saying, "I got more abundant life than you." Because I choose to pick it up and take it. That's a gift He has given each and every one of us. Man, let's pick up that abundant life and let's hang on to that. And then I can celebrate life when I seek Him and His righteousness. And I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about it. He's got it covered. He tells me, "I've got it covered. I'm taking care of this for the birds, and you're more than the birds. I know what you need to eat, and I know you need to be clothed, and I'm going to provide for you. It may not be what you want, but I will provide for you." Today, as we celebrate mothers through rejoicing, understanding, enjoying, and seeking righteousness, we celebrate mothers today, but I also want us to celebrate the life that each one of our mothers has given us and be grateful for that no matter what the past has been. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the mothers that are here today, for the mothers that are watching. Lord, we thank You for the mothers that have given us life. God, we thank You that we are able to celebrate. We're able to celebrate life through gratitude. God, I pray today if we have baggage from our past, from our mothers, Lord, that we lay that down. We set that at our feet. God, I pray for the mothers today that are hurting. God, that You lift them up, that You elevate them. God, that You see them and You hear them. And You give them peace today. God, that they pick up that peace and they hold on to it. God, I pray today that we just celebrate life. That we celebrate life and the abundant life that You've given us. Praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.